Blog Talk Radio.
Good, wonderful evening. I know I got deep on that and y'all thought I was Barry White, didn't you? Well, no, this is Uncle Billy calling, just checking in to remind you all about your musical information. We're trying to get you to put your website together, do what you do best in order to get some playlists to us. You know, Bunton Rising Radio needs your music. So all I ask is, like they do in the hood, what you going to do? You going to sit on it? You're not going to send it in for the playlist of the week? Yeah, well, you know, all of that. Just putting you in check. Because haven't heard anything from you. All them nephews and stuff I got out there that's looking at my Facebook pages and calling it, letting me know when their birthdays are and everything, all of them friends. I ain't saw no blues music come up from Bunton yet. I know last week we had quite a few incidents and bad stuff happening and stuff, but you know, like the good book said, this too shall pass. But I was on course to get down there today, and I missed it. I greatly missed it. And good weather day. I could have got out and walked around a little while. Can't walk around a lot, y'all. I might get in one of them scooters, one of them mopeds or something, and get around the hood. You know what I'm talking about? I was thinking about a golf cart, but you know, y'all be thinking I'm trying to be sophisticated. I'll be trying to get around. No, it ain't even nothing like that. I heard they got a lot of bike paths down there, so it'd be great if I could get me a golf cart and go from project to project. I know they ain't got no another project yet. Yeah, I'd use Bunton language then, too. But, yeah, don't be getting all upset because I'm talking facts. If I get me a golf cart, I can drive it myself. You don't have to have no license for no golf cart. Yeah, you know, shit, I ain't going to need no chauffeur either. You know, I learned how to drive a golf cart at the Willow Green apartment or whatever they was, way over on Walnut Hill about 50 years ago. A lot of y'all don't know that. Yeah, I had a job. I had a J-O-B, and I used to drive the job, the golf cart. Oh, Zeke Samuels got me that job. Man, that dude there, he had skills, man. I didn't, you know, there's a lot you don't know about people until you ask. It was his old good dancing self. Man, I need a job. I can't find nobody to play me no pool. And someone said, he's mad at you. Let me talk to these people. This apartment is next to where I work. Man, this dude worked at the, something similar to a, but not the golf course, but the, country club. Yeah. But see, a lot of y'all don't remember that, but you know, times was real good. You know, you could get your job at a country club and steam room and stuff like that, doing massages and whatever else, and being the boy that get the tiles to go in there, a whole lot of stuff, man. I just passed through looking at all of them rich folks, you know. Because I was on the golf court. I was on the golf court from the apartments next door. And I had to drive through to pick up the wine money And some of them, you know, older guys, you know, they was, oh, they was real, real big time, man. They bring me back a pint of gin, or bring me back a pint of beef eater. Man, God, no, oh, yeah, they make that kind of money, you know, all the tips and stuff. So, shit. But since my job was so comfy itself, I was close to the greenskeeper. I looked at how the lawns was being done, and I, yeah, I got it, I got it. I had it good, and I was young, but I, you know, I didn't look my age. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So, but back to the music. I haven't heard from none of y'all. Talked to a couple of guys last night. I'm going to see what I hear this week. If I don't hear no blues, I'm going to have to call my relatives. Golly. Y'all make it hard on an old man. But Bunton Rising Radio is moving in, and ain't no doubt about it. Ain't no doubt about it. Yeah, y'all catch that in a minute. That's what they used to say in the hood. You know, ain't no doubt about it. Because, golly, and the music part is simple. I guess we didn't get it to you last, didn't ask loud enough or something last week, because what we requested was your playlist. You know, for Friday night, Saturday night, all music night. Yeah. So send it to send us some of your best friends' music. You know, say for instance, if Big James sent Bell's music in. Bell got enough music to go around the world. That boy, that man, he can play blues for 12 hours and gospel for 12 hours, and man, he got some music. But so is Wolf. With his no good self. So I'm just going to hold it against him. He said he was going to call me. First he said, but call me, man. Wolf, I be calling y'all the doggone time. So, you know, and I know y'all professionals and stuff, but that's the reason I called you. But then, you know, you can't depend on professionals. You got to go back to your homeboy. Here I come, y'all. Michael Babers, I don't know if you ever got that deep off into the music scene. You was like me. You was too busy playing. So I'm going to have to double check some of these other folk. Y'all know my boy's gone, so yeah. This is a commentary night because I'm requesting the music on a personal level. And so that means today, tomorrow, and up till tomorrow at noon, I will be calling on folk to request their music playlist for Friday night and Saturday night. And that means everybody that I know to do music. I don't care who you are, where you are. Hey, Willis Johnson. And all the rest of you folks, you know. I left a message for Lynn Hayes, but I doubt if I catch her. She's a talk radio personality now. But however I get it, you know, like Malcolm said, by any means necessary. And see, once we get these playlists and we start playing them, then y'all gonna say, oh, they didn't tell us about it. You're a liar and the truth ain't in you. We've been telling you about it for over a week and something. And Baby James, I'm getting kind of tired of you. You're sending your stuff in on my Facebook, but you ain't listening at my music. You ain't listening at my shows or something. I called your name a couple of times, but now I'm calling you Ott. I'm calling your name, Baby James. My boy. Told you at the funeral you was going to be my right-hand man. But no, you want to try to take all the pictures at one time. Got my computer loaded up with pictures I don't even know, folk. That's what I was trying to tell you. Yeah, this is a commentary night. I'm calling everybody out. So, and Tammy. please, don't call my number no more. Love you, but you're no longer upon air. I'll holler at you. Write me a letter. Thank you. Take that to the bank. See, this is what I'm doing. This is call out night. Because Monday night, Monday afternoon, when we, now you know, it's going about to be later in the afternoon because I have an appointment at 11:30 at home. But it's one of those things. Yes, it's very personal. But Monday, the team will be at Bonton Rising Neighborhood Services on Malcolm X. You'll get the address at a later date, but the team will be at Bonton Rising Neighborhood Services just to let you all know that you got some help. You got somebody to cover your back. You got somebody who want to help you out of your mess. But you got to be real. You got to keep it a thousand, man. You got to keep it a grand. You got to keep it a grand. Because guess what? We for real. And guess what? If you want to sell your property, God dog me, get out. Because as I said, if you're not going to help, you're part of the problem. And you know what the rule is. If you ain't with me, you're against me. Yeah, you just think about it. Think about it and do what you do. Because definitely I'm going to do what I do. And yeah, I'll be riding down through there hopefully this weekend looking for some of the boys, looking for some of the guys, looking for somebody that might want to try to open up a pool hall with a washer close to it. That's all it is, man, bringing prosperity back to the hood. Bringing prosperity back to the project. Don't care what they do all around the world. We know what we need, and we know what's going to get us out of this rut. So, yeah, I'm going to get loud, and I'm going to be that too. So get ready, because this is on like Donkey Kong. And all the things that we are trying to do, yeah, we know it's going to be a few folk against it. But hell, we trying to help the many, not the plenty, not y'all that's already got it. Don't care if don't nobody else get it, so you can God dog me be the big man in town. That's over. That's over, because you ain't helping nobody, you ain't doing nothing for nobody, and you selfish as hell. So that's gone. So if you're going to join the team and do something, yeah, I can understand that. But you can't hold us back just because you got history. If I'm older than you are, that means I got more history than you do. So take that to the bank. Anyone you want to. I like them all now. All that don't have taking our money from us and stuff on their mind, you know. Yeah. Because the banking industry can't help. Yeah, I'd like to get a bank down there, black, white, brown, indifferent, don't matter. As long as it's a good bank. I ain't got no qualms. I like good neighbors. Don't care whether they black, brown, yellow, or what. Don't matter. Yeah, you hear me? And that's the reason I'm making this call. And that's the reason I'm saying to everybody, if you're there to help, to prosper the neighborhood, to bring prosperity back, and to bring peace of mind and contentment into a neighborhood that's already almost there. All they need is a little assistance, a little help, get back on their feet with, you know, a few jobs here and there in the right spots and the right places. Give people the mindset that they can do it like they did 60, 70 years ago. Because we had it. Didn't have no help to keep it. Didn't know how to keep it. We take our money out of $5 to go to North Dallas to spend all of it. Take our stuff out of, we all thought we was improving the thing, you know. We didn't know what we was doing. Take all our money to Oak Cliff, to a shopping center that wasn't growing, and it wasn't ours at the time. Now it is. we still don't know what to do with it. So, you know, you have to sell stuff like that because you can't keep paying for it. So, you know, wish I could have got it a little better in time to help some of the owners keep some of what they had. But, you know, just keep the faith. And the key word and the key phrase here now, you got to believe. You got to believe in something. And God dog it, that's it. Bottom line. You can't keep saying, man, they tried to do that 90 years ago and didn't let it happen. Look at us now. That's because you didn't get up off your butt. That's because you didn't put that part of house down and do what you were supposed to do. So quit whining. Hate to tell grown men not to whine, but yeah, that's what you're doing. Quit whining. Quit talking about 50, 60 years ago in the mud. You wasn't in it. You didn't do nothing with it. So let's talk about what you're going to do now. Talk about what you're able to do now. And quit whining. Grown men, grown women, whining. Yeah. Think about how your grandmama fought, your great-grandmama. JJ, I hope you met her. I hope you got to see her. And she told you some of them stories about how she had to fight, how she had to fight for education. You know, how they had to fight for books and stuff. We take for granted. We won't even pick them up and read them. I love reading so much, I bought audio books because I'm getting old. You know, I need glasses, bifocals, all of that, and a bag of chips. But guess what? Ain't no holding us back, y'all. And again, I state this vehemently. Yeah, I'm using them Nov Dallas words. If you ain't with us, you're against us. And if you're not doing nothing, you're part of the problem. So, you know, you either move it or lose it. Yeah, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Yeah. You either move it or lose it. Because if you're not doing nothing, you are a part of the problem. Yeah, get real. Keep it real. Keep it bun-ton real. Keep it 1,000. You know, we talking about a grand. Yeah, keep it a grand. Because we coming with smiles on our face and love in our hearts. And we coming to win. We going to win you over with nothing but simple ways to get up out of that rut. You know, things that you probably already knew, just didn't have access to, couldn't do, or whatever else. We not looking for no excuses. We not going to even ask, how come you didn't do it yourself, right? We not asking none of that. What we are asking is, would you get up and do it? Would you help us help you? That's all it is. That's all it is. Because if you get up, help us, help you, guess what? Somebody else, maybe even your neighbor, will get up and help you, help us, help somebody else. Y'all don't hear me. But see, success breeds success. And the harder it is for you to make it, to get where you can help somebody else, if that's your goal, man, you ought to see the God dog success after that. Because people start picking up. They start looking up. They start feeling better. Man, Lord have mercy, I'm here to tell you. I see it in my everyday walk of life, man, I'm trying to tell you. Because failure is a problem. Some people practice it wisely so that they'll know how to fail every day of their life. And that's what you call somebody that's a couch potato, going to sit on their butt, ain't going to do nothing, we ain't looking for you. Just going to stay where you are, do what you do. But I tell you what, if that creates a problem for your neighbors, you're going to get called out too. You know, because you got your little stuff and, you know, you got enough to last you 4 or 5 years before you get fired. Well, I ain't going to bring that up yet. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Then what you going to do? You ain't got nobody to turn to because you ain't helped nobody. You ain't did nothing. Yeah. See, this is going to be a quick commentary tonight because in a few minutes, I'm going to start using words I'm not supposed to use on air. Because Because every time I think about you sorry folk, I remember when I used to come down there sometime, stand out and be waiting for a good card game or something, and I'd see some of the brothers, young brothers, standing up in front of the tree, ready to start slanging and stuff, and I'd be asking the brothers, you know, say, man, what is that? Oh, man, them dudes done come down here, man, with that long hair. And I said, wait a minute, dude, wait a minute. They said, oh, man, we weren't talking about you. I said, well, okay, but just because I'm bald headed now don't mean I was born like this. Yeah, I used to have long hair. But anyhow, back to the story. Them young dudes, man, with them threats and stuff, they done come down here. Were they invited? No, they come down in and took over, man. They come down in with standing up with you. What they do, buy y'all a lot cheap? What you told my man? Y'all, you know what I'm talking about. When they come in here and buy you out, you know, buy you a bag of weed or, you know, give you something you can fix real quick and whatever else, or give you a few dollars to buy you some beer, and then they stand around and call themselves your friends. And give your son a damn bag. Excuse my French. Yeah. Buy you out real cheap. You know, give you a case of beer every day. You know, drink beer with you. But give your son a bag of dope. Yeah, buy you out real cheap. And you say, you got a smile on your face because that's your friend. But he pimping your son. Would it be better if he was pimping your daughter? I don't know. You know, I have to ask. But, you know, so when I got angry and started going against that kind of stuff, people was telling me, man, you wrong coming down here upsetting the half a court. Yeah, that's because you can't get high while I'm standing here, man, and I understand all of that. But I don't appreciate it, man. My little nephews and stuff be coming down up under this tree every day, speaking to people, saying good evening, good afternoon, and all of that there. But now you waiting to try to pimp somebody. Oh, I don't play that in my neighborhood. And folks would say, oh, no, he always trying to upset the apple cart. The apple cart ain't helping you or benefiting you, no, because soon as the drugs leave, and guess what? Soon as they left, the projects got canceled. They took the projects down. Y'all don't hear me. But see, you got a grown group of people now. You got people that want to do better and get better. They just need some help. I understand there's a lot of things fixing to move. And just so happens, I'm moving in. So I ain't moving out. I might have been a problem for a lot of folk, but I understand a lot of folk dying and moving and stuff. That's a good thing sometimes, ain't it? Stops a whole lot of unnecessary stuff. But I'm just here to tell you, oh, that's another song. That's another song. Make me think about the music we're going to be listening to Friday and Saturday night so I can stop most of these commentaries about people that need us too proud to ask for help. So I'm just going to volunteer. The name of the organization is Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services. Did I segue into that pretty good? Did I segue into that? We are also on Malcolm X Boulevard, another guy that wanted to help but had a few problems with inside folk. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you have to be careful who you talk to. Sometimes you have to be careful who you drink with, because them folk that's buying your beer, buying your liquor, is pimping your kids. Y'all don't hear me. Yeah, you know, think about it sometime. And by the time I get there, you know I ain't buying nobody nothing. I don't drink. I won't smoke. I won't do nothing. I won't do nothing to make people happy. Nah, how is that? Take that to the bank. And another thing. I know y'all tired of me, but guess what? Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. See, because when Big Brother comes back home, things got to change. All of that sad stuff, talking about what happened 30 and 40 years ago, man, that ain't nothing. Tell me what's going to happen tomorrow. Tell me about the paved roads, the gold, and everything else. that's going to be brightening the God dog area. Man, look at Bill Black Park. Somebody was telling me about Bill Black Park. I was so glad to be seeing it the other week. You know, me and old Horsehead rode down there looking for old Bubba T. But I was so glad to look at it down there and see families. You know, y'all don't hear me. You see families down there, sitting down there. The kids out in by the lake playing with the little balls and stuff. You know, they're not so worried about the kids that they gonna fall in and stuff like that, because it's a planned outing. You know what I'm saying? Kids, y'all got to understand, you don't get too close to that water. That means we don't panic and have to take y'all home and never bring you back again. So the kids begin to mind their parents. And by being with them on a regular basis, they grow up respecting them more. So those are the kind of people we want to talk to. We don't want to talk to them folks that God dog me. Y'all don't walk well 30 miles down on that lake and, well, you got your 40 ounce in your hand and stuff. You know, well, y'all don't hear me. But, yeah, I am getting kind of upset because everybody that thinks they're going to be pleased by the return of the agency like, well, down it used to be, you know, Pop Warner Center, that's what we called it, Pop Warner Center, where they had the little pool room and stuff, and people went in and got their little food, you know, got their little canned goods, and what we call it, welfare meat, our Spam, and our turkey, and our barbecue. Man, it was enough to know how to do it. Barbecue, Spam, and turkey, and pork. Yeah, in Bundtown alone, man, you talk about party, Jimmy Grant, I see you. Pop Warner said, hey, man, young boys, young men, y'all, that's what he really like calling. You young men, y'all come in here and do something good for the community. Work for yourself and help the community out. Them guys went there, and man, they got dog meat. They got the center closed down, but they did something while they was there. But if they had known to do the right thing, it'd be just like OIC. I hope some of you all remember that, because it was a group of us from Bundtown that went to OIC. We took up upholstery, automobile repair, and a few other things, and it was a highly successful operation from the Dallas Urban League, Dallas OIC. I will never forget it. It enhanced my chances of growing up. A year later, I got stabbed, but had it not been for OIC, I wouldn't have been man enough to make it through, because I was in a changing period. And Lord God blessed me to be able to be here today telling you all about some of my past and why it is so essential for me to be a giver and a receiver of love, advice, and retribution. So, wow, that was a moving situation. So that's why tonight is Bundtown Rising Radio moving in. Bundtown Rising Radio moving in. Yeah, we moving in, and we going to do, yeah, we from the hood, yeah, we, most of us been there, done that. In some fact, file, the way of, I think if you just look around, it's a lot of people that want to give back, want to help, and there's a lot of people that need that same thing. But also, you got to understand, when you giving back, you're getting in return, because you're getting some of the people that you knew in the past was downtrodden and disenfranchised and whatever else, you giving them a chance to make retribution to their entire community just by standing up and being somebody, by standing up and doing something, by standing up and fighting back for a change. So that's all it's about. Because like I said, when your neighbors see you get up and stand up and do up, Lord have mercy, they're going to do the same thing. Because the first thing they're going to say, ain't going to let them outdo me. And that's all it needs. Need just that one. Just that one to stand up and stand out. Come on. When I get there, I want to see some smiling faces come up to the office, man, and say, Uncle Bill, I'm with you. Whatever you're doing, Uncle Bill, I'm with you. Just like in the old days, you know. Just like in the old days. Same old. Just a different fight and a different race. You know, this is a marathon, man. This ain't no damn dash. That's the first thing I'm going to tell you. Don't look for no changes overnight, because it ain't going to happen. First, you got to change the minds of some of these crazy folk so that they won't hit us in the back when we turn our backs on them. Y'all hear me? Y'all understand? Oh, y'all know what time it is. Y'all took me off of God Dog Me Jeopardy. Now I have to God Dog Me take a station identification break to change my channel. So just wait just a minute. Yeah, I know y'all heard me. Holla. Yeah, I'm back. I picked up the wrong phone. I picked up my cell phone. It was like I was finna call somebody. I was finna call somebody and be somebody. But no. Yeah, like I said, the commentary is just for to wake you up, to tell you about we need your playlist and we need you to show up and stand up when we get there. It might not be the first day, because a lot of y'all don't know we're coming yet. We're going to put our flyers in the neighborhood, the most interesting people in your world. You know, you got some people out there that you idolize. I heard Roosevelt Tyson had a stroke. I heard Nolan died. These are things I heard last night. So, you know, I got to become more in tune of what's really going on. And like I said, horse head gone. So I'm going to have to ride down through there and drop some flyers off and some business cards and invite a few of you guys up to the office. I'm working on my transportation right now, y'all. Y'all all know Uncle Bill on drive. I love riding in the back seat. So, I will get there as soon as I can. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. Plus, some of y'all already know, I'm working on me. You know, I'm working on me. I got a few bumps and bruises and stuff from the last 30 years. But guess what? Well, okay, 40. Shit. Oh, loud mouth. But I'm a work in progress. So, you know, old men can't walk in any kind of shoes, and I sure can't walk in no tennis. So I'm getting my shoes ready. Then, you know, I got to get my hair ready. Yeah, I ain't got none, but I still like it cut. So I'm working on it, man. So I'm going to be there. I spoke to old Bobby English last night. Man, sound good talking to old Bobby. But shoot, I know Bobby don't get out the house that much. Bobby think he fooling me. Bobby, about 20 years old now. Okay, no, he ain't that old. But I hear Bobby don't move around that much, you know. Bobby home. Yeah, I know he get mad at me for that. When we used to walk down the street eating them neck bone sandwiches. Yeah. He didn't seem that much older than I was, but since I didn't get further than 39, you know, he quite a few years older than I am now. But we just gonna come introduce Bonton Society to the world. Because there are some adjustments that can be made in that arena that will, you know, man, just some of the ideas that I have. And if any of them, I got to, and I'm going to tell you, young fellas, something. The opportunities to go to work when you get ready to go to work in your own profession, in your own business, exists. See, there are things that a lot of people haven't told you about owning your own business, about small business loans, and there's a lot of opportunities right here in South Dallas, man. Y'all don't hear me. See, there's opportunities that exist that can be brought to your attention with a lot of assistance to it, you know, with the whole package. So start thinking about and planning for a future. I know a long time ago your daddies and your uncles used to say, well, I don't know, I might not live to get no 40. I might not live to get no 30. Yeah, but see, that's old information now, because what we are telling people about is your health, your educational opportunities, and your financial growth opportunities. We ain't playing. It's, yeah, life is a game, and everybody that live it right know it. But guess what? It's a game that you can win on a regular basis if you got dog me, apply yourself, and get go. You know it's the if you listen at the show, each show has a tribute to something, someone that I passed in my growth period or in my bad time. No, you pass more people in your bad times than you do in your good times. Trust that, true that, all of that. Because a lot of people don't understand that, but simply because the more people you pass going up, which going to be just a few. Just a few. Always remember that. Because you can never reach the top, not here on land. Hear that, understand that, and believe it's a fact that you cannot ever get to the top. Especially with all of that money and stuff you got, because you know the top is heaven. And you don't need none of that in heaven. So think about what I'm saying. So all of those people that you pass, you're going to have to pass more than just them going down. Because them that was coming up behind you, you know, coming up, 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 and didn't know that they can't get to the top either with all of that, you're going to pass them going back down, too. So you might be able to tell some like I'm doing y'all. Y'all don't hear that. But if you catch it, like I'm doing y'all, if you catch it while you're on the way back down to earth, where you can get your senses together and everything else, you might include some of them in your regrowth. Because if they come down back down with you while you're there, with some sense, because you're telling them while you're on your way down, like I'm telling y'all, say, man, while you're down there, you're supposed to have fun with it. You're supposed to help other people with it. You're supposed to grow with it. You know what I'm saying? You can't take it with you. Y'all catch that in a minute. And by the time y'all catch it, I'll be saying sayonara. Yeah, I speak foreign languages. I speak 12 foreign languages. Yeah, sayonara. Yeah, y'all will catch that in a minute. And all them other good words, I could tell y'all something, but since all y'all won't understand them, I'm just not going to do it right now. I'm just going to tell y'all that one in a little bit. I ain't going to tell you right now. See, y'all waiting on it, but I ain't ready to tell you no more. So catch that. Do something with it. And that's just what I'm talking about. Doing something with it while you're here. Don't try to take it with you. And if you give something away, if you give too much away, what is too much? If you still got what you need, can do what you need to do, and please the people that you really need to please, you know, your family and everybody else, what is too much to give away? See, that's what I'm saying. See, but then if you're enhancing the chances of millions for the sake of a few, you know what a few is? Yeah, okay then, golly, be real. Be 1,000. Like I said, be a grand. And that's what you're going to hear from us. We a grand, man. We trying to God dog me. We trying to get you to understand that it don't take that much to be a million. But you hurt yourself real bad just trying to feed a few. Y'all don't hear me. But like I said, you will. The concept is, as long as you helping somebody and they agree to help somebody and they agree to help somebody, y'all hear me? I know y'all kind of getting it. Y'all kind of getting it. You know, I wanted to go, and when I do go to them, don't nobody listening be trying to steal my joy, steal my, because I'm saying it on radio loud and clear. When I get ready to go to Coke, I'm going to ask them, can we use that commercial they used to, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Yeah, I know I can't sing no more, but guess what? I used to sing so good, people used to ask me to sing. Yeah, they used to ask me to sing professionally. Yeah, listen now. What they used to say is, Uncle Bill, can you sing solo? I said, yeah, I can sing solo. You know, I used to sing solo at all the church plays and stuff like that. They said, well, okay, go down to the river and play, sing solo. Y'all didn't catch that. I thought y'all was slow. Man, I was trying to be like Bubba T. I sat up this morning and wrote 1,001 jokes, and I'm getting close to my last one. Yeah, I've been telling jokes all day. That was the best one. So told me to go down to the river and sing solo. So low, can't nobody hear me. Yeah. See, I caught it. See, y'all ain't get mad. Y'all slow. Y'all just too slow. I ain't gonna write for 500 tomorrow. Don't want to hear my jokes. So, but getting back to the point, sooner or later, you got to face the facts that who's coming up behind you going to take care of your family if something happened to you? Who's coming up behind you like your friends? Say, man, in my world, I still got a few of them left out here somewhere. But we took vows of silence with what we would talk about in our meetings and stuff. But we form clubs like the Million Dollar Club. We form clubs like in Bunton, we had the second Million Dollar Club. Y'all don't remember that because y'all got weak. But they still having some of the things because of it. Remember when we had the first Bunton family reunion and what's her name one? Miss Bunton. They said it was rigged. Funny how you rigged that. You didn't. That didn't. That. No, the lady in those chairs was supposed to win. No, man, y'all got that messed up. Mavis won, hands down. of the guys in those churches voted for Mavis. They just didn't want their wives and girlfriends to know it. It should have been a live vote so their wives and girlfriends would have found out, but they voted for Mavis. So don't get hot. And don't get hot all up under the collar. Yeah, I'm talking about stuff that can be repeated. For those folks that listen at the Facebook pages and the Twitter pages tomorrow, yes, y'all going to hear the same thing. Mavis won it. And all the ladies in South Dallas were mad because they said Mavis was down there with the people that were giving the family reunion. That wasn't it. We was all giving the family reunion. It was a Bonton, Turner Court, Rose Terrace family reunion. Oh, did I segue into that? Well, I'm using that word a lot. There will be another Bonton, Turner Court, Rose Terrace reunion in June. I did mention it last week, probably the week before, but this time I'm in the process of trying to get some T-shirts for it. Yes, they are for sale, and no, they are not free, because what we're trying to do is raise money for the Bonton Rising Neighborhood Services. And all of this is to just invite people to start moving back into Bonton, moving back into South Dallas, opening up the stores that they know will assist other people in growth and opportunities, and open up the, man, in just my opinion, if it is one down there, I didn't see it. I was looking wholeheartedly for a cleaners. You know what I'm talking about? So, now I'm going to tell y'all, I'm trying. If I get back down in Bonton, be it house projects or whatever, I got to have cleaners close to me. Man, I don't do that. I ain't got no washing machine and stuff like that. I don't do that. Y'all know me. Let's keep it a million. See, we got to move some of the folk back there. I guess what I'm saying is we got to rebuild, y'all. We got to regroup, and we got to solidify the things that's really needed in the neighborhood to where we can. You know, I don't like to do hearsay. And I was just giving this information over the phone the other day that they are trying to reopen H.S. Thompson. And as I was listening, you know, because sometimes the messenger is not your best asset for information. Yeah, y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't hear that. Let me repeat it. Sometimes your messenger is not your best asset for information. If you pick that up, what I'm trying to say is sometimes you're given erroneous information to throw you off track. Sometimes you're given wrong information to put you in a defensive situation. Like, why is that going to happen? Why? And Lord have mercy, you ain't heard that from nobody. You know, you heard it from somebody. You didn't hear it from nobody. You didn't hear it from anybody. Are y'all catching me yet? Okay, then. Because all of your friends, and I said this at the start of the conversation, I started this commentary simply because I'm trying to tell you. All of them folk that's going to come running up to the office, some of them fake. A lot of them is perpetrating a fraud. And did y'all forget that guy over there in that suit with them pretty shoes on? Oh, that's me, ain't it? I've been through all of this. You know what I'm saying? I told you about the Turner Court Center that we worked at. I don't even know what it was called no more. Because, you know, that was at a time period I didn't accept jobs. But some of my young proteges had work ability and they had jobs up at the center with Pop Warner, where they were passing out, what do they call it? Folk used to call it welfare food, commodities, stuff like that. But it was well needed at the time and well accepted. And so at that time, you know, we were all trying to help each other and one another. And so it was a real big boost to the economy at that time, because a lot of the time when you couldn't afford some of the expensive meats, and no, it wasn't real expensive back then. It was just that the pay was so low. Y'all don't hear me? People were busy making billions of dollars for themselves and hiring people that would accept measly money to hire other people that could take hardly any money. Y'all don't hear me, but guess what? It's a fact that that's the way it was. But what we are trying to do is change the format, change the god-dog cycle. You know, fix it where you don't have to just accept anything, because if you own something, you charge what you want to. You pay what you want to. And sooner or later, you come to the point that, well, if I don't go real high up on these prices, I can still make it, and somebody else can have a job, and I can. So it'll be just like this for a little while, and then when we move up a little further, we can charge more and do more. Yeah, that's how we just want to pass along some information. You know, if you don't call it competition, you call it together and togetherness, and you feel a lot better about it, because I'm not competing with nobody. I applaud anybody else that's trying to help, all of the people that I'm trying to help, because I'm trying to help everybody in the world. I'm trying to help everybody that come to a mindset that I ain't got to have it all. I take a little bit. Takes a little to make a lot. But at the same time, if you giving somebody something so that they will have something and won't need to try to take nothing from nobody else or do somebody else wrong, you realize the problems you're solving in advance. It's called preventative measures. MEASURES. Yeah. Sometimes I can't talk. You know I'm old. Preventative measures. And once you teach good habits that last forever, bad habits are forgotten about. They are dropped. And so what you're doing is building futures and future people that's going to be more giving than trying to take. Y'all don't hear me, but it's all about the philosophy of life, and if you believe in it, you win it. If you don't, you got the boot and all of that one. I'm sure a lot of y'all caught that one, because that's what it's all about. Because if you're not with us, you're against us. And trust, we gonna win. Trust, $5. Will rain again. And not R-A-I-N either, R-E-I-G-N. Yeah, I can spell. Spelling bee champion in the third grade just before I dropped out. Oh, Lord, I said that on radio. Bunton Rising Radio, moving in. And guess what? It felt good. Because the people that I'm trying to help already know me. They know that what I say is gold, and I'm just like that elephant. If I said it, I meant it, I meant it, I said it, and I meant it 100%. Oh, Lord, I got deep then. So it's getting time for me to get ready to close tonight's show. Again, like I said, it was just a commentary to keep the doors open. I've got the key in my back pocket. Not yet. Not yet. Not really. But almost. And I'm just here to tell you that Bonton Rising Radio is moving in. We'll be there. And I don't want to put a specific date on it because we don't really need your help moving in right now. I had a couple of friends offer to come by and see what we needed, but we have to check it out there. And that was my job today, but I got tied up. So I'm behind. Going to be behind a little while Monday because I got a couple of things medically I have to get taken care of and personally. So, you know, but the date has been set. We're going to get in there Monday, see how it look, discover some good stuff, and ideas going to start popping and jumping. We're going to walk out and greet the neighborhood. And guess what, y'all? It's going to be on. And like I said last week, everybody's going to love us. I don't care how many of y'all it is against us, everybody else is going to love us. Because only a few people don't want to rise from the ruts they are in and be successful. You know, and I understand a lot of them that think they're successful right now, but they're unable to take care of their families, unable to do everything else. Because they're doing something else. That's not success. You know, and I know each man should be measured by his own success and what he thinks of his own self as. But, you know, like I said, if it's on somebody else's sweat, oh, yeah, my daddy didn't like pimps. If it's adverse against anyone else, like you in somebody else's yard doing what you do, make your little money or whatever, that's wrong. That's in violation. That will not be acceptable. Taking somebody else's property, taking somebody else's car and whatever else, because you can, because you got a stronger muscle or whatever, that's unacceptable. So we're going to do what we do. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate the camaraderie that we are getting back. At least I know I am. I've been up at the 90 degree forte, 90 percentile, the last four or five shows in signal strength because you all are giving me something to address you all with, great ideas and mind-boggling wonderments for change because we're coming up with something on a constant basis. Last night's show, the end of it blew me away about the pink store. Well, I'm sure you all know that it's the pink store. So, but that's going to be my topic of conversation next week when I first get there because, like I said, hopefully this weekend I'll have a chance to do my little tour, to do my little ride-through, to do my little checking on the guys and seeing who's out and who's not. Y'all know where I'm going. Everybody that know me know where I'm going. So that's what it is. I will be there. As soon as I can, I will stay as long as I can. And I'm telling y'all, I'm old. I ain't decrepit. But I'm old, and I get tired fast. So I ain't going to stay out no all day. If it takes me that long to see you, well, since you know I'm coming, I'm going to put the word out. I'm gonna tell Hattie and all of them, I'm coming. Sunday, I'll be down on Bear Street. Some kind of way. Might be with my little brother. Y'all know that. Y'all know what that is. Y'all know what that is. Ain't nothing but love. Them Pontiac boys. All right. I will be there, and I will see you on the square. Bear Street, Silkwood. Bear Street, Valentine. Bear Street, Rochester. Yeah, y'all know the rules. Y'all know the rules. I'll be there. I'll be square. You know, doing business, what I'm talking about. Yeah. Shake, rattle, and roll. I'm here. I'm there. I'll be everywhere. Y'all hold on. Sammy Dave, y'all, I'm coming. Just hold on. I'm coming. And when I get there, y'all going to be happy. Because I'm going to tell everybody what the plans are. Where we going and how we going to get there. I'll holler. Y'all have a great evening. Because you made my day. I didn't get not one call in, but I know you're listening. Holler. Have a great one.